This week, I'm starting something new on my blog. Every day, I'm going to choose a bird of the day and post links to all kinds of information about it, and also link to my photo gallery page about that bird. I've been taking pictures of birds for a couple of years now and have built up a huge collection with at least one recognizable shot for 319 species. The photos for some birds are marginal at best, but some of them are surprisingly good, and I'm planning a few trips in 2007 where I'll get a lot more. So I should be able to do one species a day for at least a year without repeats. I wanted to pick a cool bird everyone likes that you could easily see on any December 11th to kick off the effort. So naturally, I started with the chickadee. I've amassed a lot of nice chickadee pictures thanks to my friendly backyard birds. The two I spent the most time with were George and Martha, a pair that raised babies in my yard in 2004 and 2005, giving me all kinds of opportunities to study and photograph them. George was back this year and I think had the same mate, though I didn't spend as much time watching them, so wasn't entirely certain. I got a kick out of watching them in 2004 when I was working on my book at the desk next to a window and I was at their beck and call. George was so solicitous and sweet to Martha, at least at first. Every time the two flew in, he'd grab a mealworm out of my hand and bring it to her, making sure she was satisfied before he'd eat one himself. When she started incubating the eggs, he'd come to my window alone and make as many as a dozen trips with food to the nest just to feed Martha before he'd take a break and eat one on his own. This continued through their courtship and nest building and the week or so that she was laying eggs, and then day after day for the 2 weeks she was incubating them. When the eggs hatched, George grew even more frantic, bringing feeding after feeding to the nest from sun up till sundown. Once the eggs finally hatch, it takes almost 3 weeks for chickadee nestlings to fledge, and that whole time George continued to spend his waking hours bringing food to them and to Martha. Within a few days, she too was out searching for food most of the day. Now they'd fly in together again, but George had stopped being solicitous of her. When he'd grab a mealworm, he never gave it to Martha any more unless she actively begged, and even then most of the time he'd fly off and bring it to the babies instead. Martha seemed frazzled and anxious and more than a little miffed that he'd lost interest in her, and she started nagging a bit, bringing to mind Edward Albee's character in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. If she pressed him enough, George would give her the mealworm, but he seemed to be growing ever more impatient with her neediness. By the time the babies fledged, both George and Martha were bedraggled and desperate. It was bad enough when they'd had 6 hungry mouths to feed, constantly begging inside the nest. Now the babies were equally hungry, but suddenly vulnerable to hawks, cats, and all kinds of other dangers. Rather than being simply focused on finding food, George and Martha had to keep a watchful eye for danger, too, and also had to be teaching the babies all kinds of lessons in how to live a chickadee life. They looked totally worn out, and both were edgy and snappish with each other. I was pretty sure the pair bond would not survive, but in 2005 they were back together again. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.